When you're hot, you're hot.
Yeah.
This specially called workshop, the first one at the 10 o'clock workshop, is a session to discuss property insurance for 2009 renewal. And who's going to take over? Will you, Carrie?
Yes, sir. Basically, what I'd like to do is just introduce Johnny Fontenot from Griff, Siegels & Williams, our broker. They've been our broker for the past several years. He has Susan Shoemaker with him. And I'm going to let Johnny kind of go over what the market's been doing, the information that we're giving you, and then what our recommendation would be for part of the meeting.
Take it away.
Good morning.
Morning.
Morning. You guys have taken the brunt of it. But the first page, I just kind of wanted to kind of show you since 2004 kind of what's happened. Of course, we had Rita in 2005. The paid claim, the actual amount that the carrier ended up paying,
was a little bit. Expecting
basically our recommendation is that we go with option one. That 3% deductible really helped us out. This is helping us out this time around. We had a 5%, if I remember correctly, during Hurricane Rita, and it really, really hurt us. That 2% more on the deductible really took away some money from our claim. But the difference in pricing on these renewals, it's to me, it's not worth the difference if we do that another storm.
Terry, just give me a little remedial education now. But FEMA, assuming we ever get the FEMA money, that's 75% of our uninsured losses, including the deductible. And weren't they pretty forthcoming with the, I don't see the whole tax?
Well, we're fighting pretty hard on that right now. I mean, we haven't settled anything with them on any of our building claims. And they do provide us with 75% of our uninsured losses. In other words, they help us with the deductible. The issue, though, is if they've helped you in the past, they don't necessarily come through with that same help in future storms. In other words, we got up there and read on some of the same buildings. So we are still, they want all of our insurance records because they're not going to pay us again where they have paid us before and helped us before. Is that correct, Rick?
Well, they look at the probably need to insure the property.
Right.
And the deal is if FEMA fixes property, you have to have it under insurance. And that's what we picked up a couple of these pictures in. But things is all parts related to fixing during the weekend. And so we try to hopefully capture everything. I haven't heard anything that they're limiting not covering that deductible portion at 75%.
I guess that's my question is, how much are we paying for if our exposure is 25% of the deductible? How much are we willing to pay for that 25%?
Option one, that's one you're recommending, but what was our premium for 2008? Where was that? I did not see that.
It's about
8.
A little over 8.
758,117 was
your premium. 758,118?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
And
so we're actually increasing about 350,000 or so, right?
Yes, sir.
If you'll remember, after Hurricane Rita, it went up about 700,000 or 500,000.
Well, we had a lot of uninsured property
exactly.
out there that we didn't know about, so we had to add that to the roll, made some difference.
There was some. Obviously.
But some things, a question towards that one, Commissioner Owen, you brought up a very good point. We have insured all of those buildings or structures that we didn't have insurance on them.
That's correct.
Is this the information that FEMA is wanting? And in cases where we receive funding, it was recommended at that time that we harden those structures. Am I right or wrong?
There's been some discussion of that, but that comes, as far as FEMA's concerned, that comes through requesting mitigation. Mitigation dollars from them, either through the 404 or through some other, I think it's 406 is the method for that. And we have requested FEMA assist us with mitigation issues. We have requested it last time, and we're requesting it again this time. And this Commissioner Domingue sat in that meeting the other day with us. We're requesting it again. We just haven't gotten any response from them on Ford Park Arena roof, on an amphitheater, on a lot of different places, the Highway 73 tower, we radio tower, we've asked for a lot of that, and just haven't
my question would be on the reader. What percentage of those structures do we receive funding for in Horton? Because that was one of the reasons why I waited so long to do the roof at the service center, because that was one of the criteria that would help us in the long run.
We really didn't get much mitigation funding after Hurricane Rita. That's the answer to your question.
We haven't settled it. A lot of things with Rita.
Still got a lot of projects on there.
A couple of the issues there were we had some facilities, and I think we're going to pick up the deductible portion. Insurance and service portions, we even had costs above that. Lost it. Layer after that goes back to FEMA. So we would get the settlement at the end.
Here at the airport, we're fixing to demolish Hangar 1, so it doesn't need to be on the schedule. But we're adding Hangar 7, so we need to make sure it is on the schedule for the report. And then also, we've added Hangar 6, the old Humphrey Hangar, which we need to make sure is on the schedule.
We've already added Hangar 6, I know, because we bought that last year. And it's real easy. That's one of the good things about working with these particular companies is something comes off. As soon as that hangar is demolished, as soon as you start demolishing, we can call them, take it off. As soon as the other hangar is built, as soon as the builder's risk is off of that, like it is at the terminal right now, as soon as we accept that terminal, we can call them and place it on the schedule. It's not a big issue. We're keeping track of that. We just need to notice as things come off. We were able to add the National Guard buildings
on the first page in 2005, Hurricane Rita, $10 million. That was actual payment from the insurance company to the county. That was after the deductible, after all other adjustments had been made.
Actual claims payment.
Okay.
Yeah, if I remember right, the actual estimates after all was 5% deductible, it was close to $20 something million that we actually sustained losses, and then this was.
This was layer one, though. We had another layer. Yeah,
this is both layers.
Oh, this both layers?
Yes. No, it's not.
$11,150,000.
That's right. We had a second layer of $1,150,000.
Okay.
Hey, what about flood insurance?
Flood insurance is included.
Oh, it's $12,000.
Yes. Flood is under cost.
Is there a limit on that?
And what was the 07 premium? Or y'all have that on there also?
Yeah.
I'm just trying to see what the percentage increase has been the last
year. 07 was, 06, 07?
Well, I'm not trying to compare back to 05 because that's when we had a lot of uninsured properties. But starting in either 06, 07, I guess it was when we got those brought online.
It was
$853,900. So y'all actually went down in 08?
Yeah.
Was that due to adjustments in property values or?
Well, it was actually mainly due to adjustments in the marketplace that we hadn't had any losses and, the market was starting to soften.
Okay.
And there is some, we have some market update information available as far as
so for every percent increase in our deductible, how does that impact our cost as far as? One's three and one's five?
It's per location, though. And that's what, if you have like a hurricane, that's where it will definitely impact your claims. And Terry goes back to the reader. You have that per location, per building. Have a $10 million building, 3% of that versus 5% of that would be the difference in your deductible.
But going back to Commissioner Domain's comment, if that 5% happens to qualify and apply to Rita, then they, of that 5%, we should still receive 75% if it qualifies?
Yes.
So really would be at the 25% of the five total, if we, under that?
Under that scenario.
Yeah.
The big difference is $225,000 roughly between the two premiums, the deductible three and 5%. So if you had a, I guess, a total $75 million deductible, total loss, $2.2 million, $2,850,000 versus $3,750,000 premium to premium cap. I can just tell you that from a standpoint of just being unsure where FEMA's going to ultimately go with paying for these deductibles or assisting with us in these deductibles, I feel a lot more comfortable. Just having seen going through Rita at 5% versus now Ike at 3% for it's worth that.
Well, and correct me if I'm wrong, if it's not declared as a national disaster, FEMA doesn't step in anyway.
That's correct, just like Umberto. Yeah. It really helped us in Umberto.
So if we were to have a tornado that hit Jefferson County, as we did a couple of years ago, and just isolated a pocket and did damage, we probably wouldn't reach our deductible, but then again, FEMA wouldn't most likely be participating in any kind of reimbursements, period.
Well,
right?
I don't even have a comment.
I think I heard what he said. I resembled everyone.
Well, I don't see any reason not to go with Kerry's recommendation on this.
I agree.
I sure don't.
It's not our history.
The difference.
If we believe
Do y'all set your rates based on what the almanac said? A lot of people live by that, I'll tell you.
Okay.
So let's come back on the agenda for a workshop.
That'll work. Thank y'all. Thanks for being here.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.